The Fire Blossom by Sarah Lark. Translated by Kate Northrup. Performed by Catherine Littrell. Thirty-five pupils between the ages of 6 and 14 rose from their simple wooden benches. "Good morning, teacher," they chorused. The schoolmaster's eyes wandered briefly over their faces. He hadn't held class for a week, but most of the children didn't seem to be refreshed. They were haggard and exhausted. It was no wonder. The children of the day laborers and the farmers, at least, had spent the potato vacation harvesting the fields. Master Brakul knew that they had been crawling through furrows from sunrise to sunset, digging the vegetables out of the earth. The cottage's children looked a little better. The craftsmen, too, had potato fields, but they were smaller and more easily harvested than those of the farmers. "Good morning, children," Brakul replied, and indicated that they should take their seats. He was surprised when Karl Jentsch, a tall but wispy 13-year-old, didn't follow his instructions.
"What's wrong, Karl?" the teacher asked sternly. "Do you mean to attend the lessons standing up?"
The boy shook his head unhappily.
"No," he said. "It's just, I'm only here to say, I won't be coming anymore, Master Brakul. It's not possible. There's so much work in the fields, and we have to work for the squire, too. My father is sick, and we need the money. So I can't come to school anymore."
Karl's voice sounded as though it would break any second. The teacher, too, felt a pang of regret. He had known it was coming. The day laborers' children never attended lessons for more than a few years. But he was particularly sorry about Karl. The boy learned quickly, and Brakul had even considered talking to the pastor about him continuing his education at a seminary. But he was still too young, and his father would certainly not allow it. Karl was right. His family needed the money he earned, and the squire had his own demands. The village of Rabensteinfeld was part of a grand duchy. Brakul might have been able to advocate for clever Karl with the duke and his squire, if only the boy's father hadn't been so stubborn. If only he hadn't constantly been at odds with the duke, like most of the villagers were. The squire was a member of the Reformed Church, as were the king and most of the noblemen. However, most of the villagers were devout Lutherans, and they took every opportunity to provoke their sovereign. Fortunately, he didn't punish his subjects for this indiscretion, as the previous king of Prussia had. But the friction between the peasantry and their pastors put the squire in an ill humor. He certainly wouldn't finance the education of one of the most quarrelsome peasants' sons. Brakul sighed.
"That's a pity, Karl," he said kindly. "But it's decent of you to at least give your notice. Go with God, my boy."